One of the hardest decisions of my life was telling the oncology nurse at the Brattleboro Memorial Hospital that I was not submitting my 87-year-old mother to the painful daily treatments the blood specialist was recommending. It was clear the treatment was not going to cure her or make her life more comfortable, and she had trusted me with her end-of-life care when she could not decide for herself. Though I knew she did not want extraordinary measures or aggressive treatments to prolong her life, it was still a gut-wrenching decision. "I am not alone," confirms the recent report Dying in America by the Institute of Medicine of the National Academies, which begins, "For patients and their loved ones, no care decisions are more profound than those made near the end of life." For the many of us who have been and will be directly impacted by the terminal illness of a loved one, the recommendations in this report are welcomed and far-reaching. For example, the report urges doctors to tell their patients the truth about their terminal illness. Today, as little as 10% of doctors say they would do so. But without such knowledge, it's impossible for patients and their families to make the best possible decisions about care, including opting for receiving comfort care in their homes or accessing the services of hospice. The report recommends that families be courageous about having those difficult conversations about death and dying. This will help them prevent disagreements when weighing options between aggressive medical care and comfort care in cases of a relative's terminal illness or a fatal accident. The report reminded me of a friend who wished her family had opted for comfort care for her dear aunt instead of the aggressive cancer treatment that made the end of her life miserable. The report also suggests that medical schools include the latest developments in pain management in their curricula, because many doctors know little about how to control pain at the end of life. And for more insurance companies, including Medicare, to pay doctors for the time spent discussing advanced directives with their patients, that is, talking about their specific wishes for end-of-life care. All these changes could help reverse the sad fact that while nearly all Americans say they want to die at home, only about 25% actually do. Most die in hospitals and healthcare facilities. Improving end-of-life care concerns all of us, and this report makes it clear that there are many ways we can improve quality and honor individual preferences near the end of life if we all do our part.